AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dylan Roof, the man accused of shooting and killing nine people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, is now in custody.
He was arrested in Shelby, North Carolina, during a traffic stop.
Shelby is more than 200 miles away from Charleston. Police say Roof stayed at a prayer meeting in Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church for nearly an hour last night before he opened fire. This is Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Acts like this one have no place in our country and no place in a civilized society.
Among the nine people killed was the church's pastor. Records show Roof has one felony drug case pending against him, a past misdemeanor trespassing charge, and no criminal record in South Carolina. Police in Alabama say officers shot and killed a woman who led them on a pursuit and then fired a gun at them. It happened on an interstate near Clanton, Alabama. House Republicans are working with President Obama to try to get some life back into the president's trade agenda. Democrats like Maryland's Donna Edwards and organized labor are opposed.
It's against American workers, against American businesses, against American jobs. It is time to kill this donkey once and for all.
The president wants authority to negotiate global trade deals that Congress can approve or reject, but not change. A tropical depression moving northward out of Texas has forced the closure of several Oklahoma highways, and it's contributed to the disappearance of a young boy who was swept away by a fast-moving creek. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously people accused of selling synthetic drugs cannot be convicted unless prosecutors show they knew the substance was prohibited by law. There are new waves of drugs that are modified to keep them off lists of banned drugs. Chicago is celebrating the Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks. There's a parade through the city, and a rally will be held at Soldier Field. Wall Street stocks are higher. The Dow is up 197 points. This is AP Radio News. First Lady Michelle Obama toured the U.S. and Italian pavilions at the Expo 2015 World's Fair in Milan. The focus of the fair is on food and nutrition, issues the First Lady says she is involved with for the long haul.
We're not just here for the cameras or for the moment. I know that I, for one, long after I leave the office of First Lady, I'm going to continue to work on these issues because our children deserve better.
The expo dovetails the First Lady's Let's Move initiative to fight childhood obesity through diet and exercise. Chambers Bay in Washington, near Seattle, is the site of this year's U.S. Open. Bubba Watson started the day with a double bogey. 2013 champion Justin Rose says this course is tough.
Would you want to play 20 of these a year? Probably not. But I think for the one tournament that it is, it's very special, and it's a test that I certainly relish.
The defending U.S. Open champion is Martin Kaymer. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.